Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to another session of Read the Word. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. This has been the most enjoyable trip through the book of Job I have ever spent. However, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. And when the only thing anybody ever does is teach you how bad Job suffered, you won't understand what else is there unless you really get in and dig it out. And my, what an amazing book the book of Job is. Tonight, God speaks to Job from the whirlwind. So God's been listening to Elihu and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Eliphaz, and it's his turn to talk, and he's going to talk for four chapters, and then we're going to see the end of Job's life. So, here we go. Pray this prayer with me. We pray every time we come here. You'll find it in the notes of the program. That way you could read it with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Job chapter 38. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Did you know the earth had foundations?" Verse 5, "Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and issued from the womb? When I made the clouds its garments and thick darkness its swaddling bands. Verse 10, when I fixed my limit for it and set bars and doors, when I said, this far you may come, but no further, and here your proud waves must stop. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it? It takes on form like clay under a seal and stands out like a garment. Verse 15, from the wicked their light is withheld, and the upraised arm. Have you entered the springs of the sea, or have you walked in search of the depths? Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the breadth of the earth? Tell me if you know all of this. Where is the way to the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place?" I love that. Where is the way of the dwelling of light? It's a profound thought. Verse 20, that you may take it to its territory, that you may know the paths to its home. Do you know it? Because you were born then? Or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered the treasury of snow? Or have you seen the treasury of hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war? By what way is light diffused, or the east wind scattered over the earth? Who has divided, 25, who has divided a channel for the overflowing water, or a path for the thunderbolt? Cause it to rain on a land where there is no one, a wilderness in which there is no man, to satisfy the desolate waste and cause to spring forth the growth of tender grass. Has the rain a father? Or who has begotten the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice and the frost of heaven? Who gives it birth? The waters harden like stone, and the surface of the deep is frozen. Amazing. 31. Can you bind the cluster of Pleiades, or loose the belt of Orion? Can you bring out Maseroth in its season? Or can you guide the great bear with its cubs? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set the dominion over the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds that an abundance of water may cover you? Can you send out lightnings that they may go and say to you, here we are? Verse 36, who has put wisdom in the mind? Who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds by wisdom, the bottles of heaven? When the dust hardens in clumps and the clods cling together, can you hunt the prey for the lion, or satisfy the appetite of the young lions when they crouch in their dens, or lurk in their lairs to lie in wait? Who provides food for the raven when its young ones cry to God and wander about for lack of food? Wow. Job 39. Do you know the time when the wild mountain goats bear young? Can you mark when the deer gives birth? Can you number the months that they fulfill? Or do you know the time when they bear young? They bow down. They bring forth their young. They deliver their offspring. Their young ones are healthy. They grow strong with grain and do not return to them. Verse 5. Who set the wild donkey free? Who loosed the bonds of the onager? Whose home I have made in the wilderness, and the barren land his dwelling. He scorns the tumult of the city. He does not heed the shouts of the driver. I'm sure he's not talking about the traffic jam in Atlanta, but hey. The range of the mountains in his pasture, and he searches after every green thing. Will the wild ox be willing to serve you? Will he bed by your manger? Can you bind the wild ox in the furrow with ropes? Or will he plow the valleys behind you? Will you trust him because his strength is great? Or will you leave your labor to him? Will you trust him to bring home your grain and gather it threshing floor? verse 13. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are her wings and pinions like the kindly storks? For she leaves her eggs on the ground and warms them in the dust. She forgets that a foot may crush them or that a wild beast may break them. She treats her young harshly as though they were not hers. Her labor is in vain without concern, because God deprived her of wisdom and did not endow her with understanding. When she lifts herself on high, she scorns the horse and the rider. Interesting. Have you given the horse strength? Have you clothed his neck with thunder? Can you frighten him like a locust? His majestic snorting strikes terror. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He gallops into the clash of arms. He mocks at fear and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the glittering spear and the javelin. He devours the distance with fierceness and rage, nor does he come to a halt because the trumpet has sounded. At the blast of the trumpet, he says, aha! He smells the battle from afar, the thunder of captains and shouting. Does the hawk fly by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high? On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold. From there, it spies out the prey. Its eyes observe from far. Its young ones suck up blood. And where the slain are, there it is. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, what I think is really amazing is that somebody remembered all that and how to write it. That's the divine inspiration of the Word of God that was given to us by the Holy Spirit, so that every one of these books of the Bible was not a man talking about man by man, but it was a very awesome, powerful Word of God inspired by the Holy Spirit of God to produce life in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit that inspired this book to be written, it's the same Spirit that God said he would fill you with. There's not a big Holy Ghost and a little one. There's one Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, the Father is more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask. And as soon as you ask, he fills you and helps you make your life successful every single day. This is the majestic word of Almighty God. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, tomorrow we're going to read chapter 40 and 41. That's God talking. And then 42 Brother Job starts repenting, praying for his friends, and God changes Job's life. Job 36:11 from yesterday. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That was from the young man that said, I listen to all y'all talk. You ain't got no wisdom. Time for you to shut up and listen to me. Promise of God. If we obey and serve him, we'll live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. And if you're not, then let's make a hard right for God. And we'll pray with you right now. Pray this prayer with me. It's called the prayer of salvation, maybe rededication. You'll be right with God in about 90 seconds. If you're ready right now, as soon as you start praying, God's going to do the work before we even finish. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I need you in my life every day.
In every way.
In every way.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and say it. I receive you right now.
And I receive you right now.
In my life.
In my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Enjoy the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
Enjoy the blessings of the Holy Spirit.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Live a successful life as a believer every day.
Live a successful life as a believer.
I pray this now.
I pray this now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. That's the first time you prayed it, or the 100th time you prayed it. Send me an email. Let me know. Just say, hey, Pastor, I did it. Do it. I want to know. I'll put you on my prayer list. Though I won't ever use your name. Just pray for you every day and ask God to bless you and your family. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. The majestic word of God. Majestic word of God. You can hear us teaching it on our Facebook page, Samuel J. Cottle, Community of Faith. And on our YouTube page, Samuel J. Cottle. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this, that we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.